After months of consultation and review, new criteria for SBS radio services have been announced. The last review of services was conducted in 2012, and 6 new languages were added to the SBS radio schedule. The results of the current review will last through to the next census, scheduled for 2021. The review began when draft selection criteria were released to the public in late 2016. The hundreds of submissions received represented more than 80 languages, including almost 20 not currently serviced by SBS. Close to 64% of the submissions were from listeners to SBS radio programs, with another 28% coming from community organizations. Many submissions highlighted the importance of English language proficiency as part of the criteria, especially among new and elderly migrants. SBS Radio Content Manager Mark Cummins says the level of English language ability in a community may be lower than actually thought.
Therefore, a lot of people do need help in understanding some of the complex issues of the daily life in Australia. So we've looked at that and we've upped the weighting this time around to make sure that we capture that need. We've also looked at things like recentness of arrival. We think that's important. We're looking at people who have just arrived in Australia and are trying to understand the system, how it works here, and how that they can fit into life and create their new life in Australia. And of course, we look at each of the languages that come through in the census and then list these up. And of course, we put those high-need languages onto the schedule.
The age of speakers in a language group was also considered, because some older migrants struggle with English and revert to their languages of origin. Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia Director Emma Campbell agrees age among people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds is important.
Older, cold Australians rely very heavily on SBS radio services in particular, so making sure that SBS recognise and are able to identify the communities with large numbers of older members is a very important part of this process.
SBS Director of Audio and Language Content, Mandy Wicks, says it's important to ensure SBS Radio can reach as wide a community as possible.
We know that there are so many communities with low English proficiency or have lost their English proficiency over time, and they really see SBS Radio as, I guess, the great translator of life in Australia, providing news and information and really keeping them connected with the community and able to contribute because they understand what's going on. Australia is changing rapidly. As we know, it's more diverse than ever before, and there are new migrants arriving every couple of minutes into Australia. So it's really important that SBS, as the multicultural broadcaster, continues to review its services and ensure they really do reflect today's Australia.
Submissions to the public consultation also suggested criteria such as preserving cultures and languages, prioritising widely dispersed communities, and focusing on how many people are learning a particular language. The criteria will be implemented in conjunction with the release of data from the 2016 census, to be staggered from April to October this year. Mark Cummins says SBS Radio needs to change as its user base does.
We have a great opportunity every 5 years to have a look at the census and really take the information that we get there to be able to understand the community, the demographics, the size, as we said, English language proficiency, how long they've been in the country, how old the community is in general. And that can help us tailor make the services and the programming that we provide for them. So it's a way for us to really go through a renewal every 5 years.
At FECA, Dr. Campbell says SBS provides an invaluable service for all Australians.
SBS is critical for settlement. It's critical for language maintenance. It's critical because we want to make sure that migrant communities access their news and their information through a local service provider and not always refer to news providers and media providers from their country of origin, because it makes them feel included in Australian society, and SBS has been at the forefront of promoting inclusion. But I think also SBS is becoming very relevant to a broader Australian society in celebrating and promoting multiculturalism. I mean, we're really grateful to SBS.
SBS is planning to announce the revised schedule of language services and implement the changes by the end of the year. For more information about the SBS Radio Services Review, visit sbs.com.au/consultation.